Welcome to Season 3 of the UK Virtual School Podcast with your host, Sid, educational disruptor and founder of the first online school that dares to be different. Our third season marks the end of the third academic year, where we interview parents, students and teachers who are part of the UK Virtual School family. If you are new to our podcast, please do check out the golden gems from seasons 1 and 2. Now, this podcast is for homeschoolers, home educators, world schoolers, and those parents seeking for an alternative that is effective, flexible, and high quality. If this sounds like you, why not join us in disrupting education as we know it and creating a legacy of learning that's full of passion and enthusiasm. Welcome to the UK Virtual School Podcast. Welcome, guys, to the UK Virtual School Podcast, Dylan and Bradley's daily routine at UK Virtual School, a student perspective. So in today's podcast, we're going to be introducing two of our students who are in Year 7, Bradley and Dylan, and they're going to be talking about their daily routine and how they've adapted to an online school with what else they like to do outside of education. So first of all, let's say hi to Bradley. Bradley, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Yeah, my name is Bradley. I'm 12 years old. I live down south of England, near, not quite Southampton area, but near like Hampshire.
And when did you join UK Virtual School?
In September.
In September of this academic year. Brilliant. And then I'm going to go to Dylan next. So Dylan, do you want to do a little intro and tell us a little bit about you?
Hi, my name is Dylan. I'm 11 years old. I live in the kind of West Midlands of England, Shropshire, the county. And for the last year or so, my family have been travelling around Central and South America.
And so you also joined in September, but you did a little trial session beforehand?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you did a bit of worldviews.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be great to get both of you in, because both of you are currently in Year 7, and you've become really good friends because you're always coming to interview lessons together, and you've been doing a few things together, which is brilliant. And I wanted to explore, because I think your routines are very different. So like Dylan has said that he's been traveling. I think Bradley, you're more kind of in the UK a lot more. So we're going to be looking at what your daily routines look like and having a discussion about how online schooling has been adapted into your lives.
So it's quite different when you're traveling around. First of all, the time zones, it's very hard to line up. So with the trial lessons, the only ones we could do that actually lined up was worldviews. Otherwise, we would have done a couple more, I suppose. After we'd done our year of travelling, we came back for about a month or so, then went off to Spain for 2 months. A place called La Herradura. It was on the south or north coast. I can't really remember. Yeah, La Herradura. It was a lovely place. But yes, the time zones, an hour behind. So yeah, definitely the time zones. That was a big thing. Also the place, the Wi-Fi. It's a lot harder to get Wi-Fi in the Galapagos Islands than it is in the UK. So yeah, it was kind of, yeah, it's different. We've done a lot of world schooling previously as well, and we decided to try UK Virtual School. And yeah, it's definitely a very good choice.
Brilliant. And so are you lugging your laptop around everywhere that you're going as well? And have there been any exciting places where you've done an online lesson?
I think when we went to Medellin previously, I think it was like 1997 or something. It was the most dangerous city in the world. It was now the most innovated city in the world. Yeah, that's it. But yes, that's in Peru. Yeah, that's when we started doing the trial lessons. So 8 hours time difference there. But it was quite an awkward place because the house wasn't very big. We only had a couple bedrooms. Me and my sister had to share a bedroom. But yeah, it wasn't very ideal. But we got through with it. And yeah, now we're here.
Brilliant, brilliant. That sounds really exciting. So in contrast, let's have a listen to Bradley's experience and how it's been for you when you joined. So Bradley, how was it when you joined in Year 7 with us?
I was nervous before I went on for the very first time. And it was scary. I was worried about what kind of kids I was going to meet and stuff like that. And then when I got on there and I found out what the lessons were like, I instantly felt calmer about how it all was. It felt good, and yeah, it just felt like it wasn't so scary as it seemed beforehand.
And are most of your lessons, do you have like a dedicated space in your house where you're doing them? So it's a very different feel from Dylan, where he's probably carrying his laptop everywhere. So do you have a place in your house? You've got your office, yeah.
Yes, we do it all the time in there.
Brilliant. Is it set up and kitted in a certain way to help you with your lessons?
My mum has to take everything off the desk and stuff so that I can do it in there.
So you're using it alongside your mum as well, so the office is used for dual purposes at the moment?
Yes.
So what's your daily routine like then, Bradley? Like how do you kind of make this work around your lifestyle, and how does it work for you?
I've got, on my mum's side, I've got grandparents, and they're quite poorly at the moment, so we have to go over there a lot and look after them. We can just go there and I can just sit in either their office or their living room and just do the school, and it's easy and works well.
So a daily routine for you looks like you could be at home, you could be at your grandparents, but you get yourself ready. Do you have a particular outfit that you wear, or do you wear whatever's comfortable?
No, like wear whatever's comfortable. That's a good thing about UKVS, there's no uniform.
And Dylan, what about you then? How does it work for you in terms of lessons? Because you've talked about being in awkward places where maybe there wasn't enough space, but have you done any kind of lessons in weird situations where you've been maybe on a beach or on a campsite or at the back of a car, or have you kind of managed to be in a non-moving space when you've been doing a lesson?
Usually I'm in a suitable room with decent lighting and the doors shut so that my family don't walk past or make any background noise. So it's usually quite comfortable.
So it sounds like you've got two very different lives, and you've met together through the commonality of being both at UK Virtual School, which is quite nice. So let's talk about lessons and your experience with some of the teaching and some of the subjects. So is there one particular subject that kind of is the most exciting thing that you've done and you really enjoy it? And what is that and why do you like it so much?
I think for me, worldviews. You don't get worldviews in any regular school, do you? It's a mix of like culture, geography and history, and it's just so interesting. It's really good. I really like it. Eloise, the teacher, is really nice.
She is. She's amazing. What's been your favourite country so far to learn about, do you think?
I did like Iceland, but I also definitely liked Australia.
And are there any countries that you've actually visited? Because I know you said you were world schooling before. So is there anything, has there been any overlap?
I think Mexico, yeah, that was one. And we kind of went to Brazil. Ecuador, we were on the border between Ecuador and Brazil. So technically we stayed in the Amazon rainforest for about 6 months, yeah.
Wow. So were you able to share your personal experiences in those lessons and also learn from each other, but also you were sharing some knowledge as well?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely helped to know a lot more about those countries.
And I think it's a fantastic subject for anyone who's interested in the world, and you especially, because you're a world schooling family, so you're traveling everywhere. We're going into a technological world where everything is so connected. So being able to understand cultures and each other and being familiar with things, for you guys, it's just going to be like, yeah, I know that because it's just general knowledge because I learned it at school. But for others, it's so foreign because it's not something that they're familiar with, right? So I think you're very lucky to have something like that. And it's a subject that's grown in popularity. The lessons are quite full of students are excited to learn about countries. Bradley, what about you? Is there any particular subject that you enjoy? Do you also do worldviews?
I don't do worldviews. I did find the Latin really exciting.
Ah, so this was a new interview lesson, right? So do you want to tell us a little bit about your experience of that interview lesson and what you thought of the lesson itself?
It was the Latin, and it was really good because the teacher, James, he's really nice. We were learning about all the different words and stuff like that, and there's so many phrases in Latin that have been taken to like Spanish and English and Italian and stuff, and languages like that. It's really helpful to know Latin because then you can open up the words to all different languages, all kinds of different languages around Europe.
And James is a new teacher, so he's starting with us shortly. So you both of you did the interview lesson, and then you both did the trial lesson. So at UK Virtual School, we get the students involved in the interviewing, which I think is a very key part of our recruitment process. And they get to experience the teacher beforehand, and they have a say of whether we hire a teacher or not. So for you guys, Do you think that is a really valuable part of UK Virtual School, being involved in that and having a say in that? Like, how did you find that experience?
I think it's really good. Some schools, I know some schools do it, but not every day you get to employ someone, right? And you get to see how, like, they kind of, they really want to be in the school, they really want to have a part in UKVS. It's really good that we get to decide, yeah.
And how was that experience for you, being able to kind of give your feedback at the end and being able to have that say? Was it exciting? Did it feel like, because a lot of students have said it feels like X Factor, we're getting to decide whether we keep or we don't, and it's in our hands. Is that how it felt like for you?
I say that's a little bit exaggerated, but yeah. It did kind of feel that way. But it's fun getting to have your own decisions and other people seeing how you feel in that matter.
Anything that you want to add to that, Bradley?
I personally think it does feel like the X Factor. So basically what you have to do is, it's like when you have on the X Factor, they say, is it a yes? Is it a yes? Is it a yes? It's like, or Britain's Got Talent. It's like, you've got like the full lineup. You've got like Simon Cowell, David Walliams, Amanda Holden, like that. Is it a yes whether this teacher should be a teacher at UK Virtual School?
So who are you then? Are you Simon Cowell? Are you the harsh one? Or are you someone that's a little bit more nicer?
I'm more of a nice person. I don't want to be brutally honest.
But this is it though, you need to be brutally honest, because you're also being the voice of all the other students that aren't there and haven't been invited to the interview lesson, because we pick specific year groups, right? But the teacher's going to be teaching across the year groups, so you've got this added responsibility, no pressure.
yeah, it's like thing is with Simon Cowell, he's like, I watched one once and there was like these girls and they were like really bad singers, and he said, it sounds like a cat being dragged up the motorway.
That's a bit harsh. But the good thing is that the teachers aren't in the room when you're giving feedback. So I'm hearing the feedback, and then I will soften the blow a bit if it is a little bit harsh, if you've said something that's a bit harsh, right?
Yeah, because if the teacher's in the room and you say, I don't think that was very good, and the teacher's going to hear that and they're going to go like, you can just go on there and say, they weren't very impressed.
Yeah, I can be a little bit softer with the words, right? So I think it's your chance to be brutally honest. Like, we like taking your feedback on board because it tells us how we're doing and what we need to improve on. So it's a big part of how we kind of function. And it's about that growth mindset. We've got a character that represents growth mindset. We're expecting you guys to be growing and accepting feedback and learning from that, and not thinking that failure is the end of something. We also need to employ that. And part of that is realizing that the teachers need to be able to take critical feedback on board. I need to be able to take critical feedback on board and go, right, what are we going to do about this? How are we going to improve? Because it's all about how can we rank it up to the next level. So let's going back to, so we've said Latin is a favorite subject for Bradley. Worldviews is Dylan's favorite subject. What about the new and emerging Monsters and Myths lesson? You guys weren't involved in the trial because we only did it with the primary, but we're going to be offering it to the secondary. Do you think it's going to be the next popular subject, like worldviews?
I reckon it probably will be a hit, because who doesn't like learning about Greek mythology? I mean, like, all the famous stories of how Medusa, the Hydra, all that. It's got all the gods in. And it's partly linked to Roman mythology as well. So, yeah, Greek was definitely linked to Roman mythology as well. But yeah, I reckon it'll be a very big hit.
And a lot of our influence in Britain comes from the Romans and the Greeks and paganistic and all of these kind of things. And so there's going to be a lot of overlap, and you'll learn things about the UK and where kind of, I think some of our calendar, monthly calendar names come from Roman gods and constellations and all of this. There's so much overlap of things that we use in our everyday life that we're probably not familiar about its history.
I was going to say about, I'm not 100% certain whether will be a big hit. I think it possibly might be, because Greek mythology is kind of like a big thing. And like with the Romans and the UK, it's like the Romans built most of the roads.
Yeah, they did. And they took over a lot of different countries when they were building their big empire, right? So they've had an influence across a lot of places. So yeah, so Monsters and Myths is coming up, and then we're also going to be like introducing computer science in the future and all of these more exciting subjects that we've got coming up. If you guys were going to pick and make up a subject, what would you pick?
Geography.
Do you really want to do geography?
Oh, yes.
I suppose that's kind of linked to worldviews, isn't it?
Yeah, this is what I was going to say, but you want geography in more the purest form. So maybe geology and rocks and mountains and stuff. Is that the kind of thing?
And also astronomy.
Astronomy would definitely be a good one.
Yes.
Astronomy and astrology.
Oh, astrology. Yeah, maybe we could do astrology with monsters and myths, like a month of astrology, because they're interlinked.
Yeah, space is just endless possibilities, isn't it?
I think space is a one topic that unites kids and adults. Okay, so let's go back to your routines, guys, because this podcast is about your daily routines. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to get you to dissect one particular day from start to finish. Like, how does it work? You can pick whatever day you like. You can base it on a typical day, or you can go, right, this was Monday last week. What does it look like? And I think for Dylan, it might be nice if you pick a day where you were not in the UK. So we get a flavor of a traveling day or a place where you're in an unusual spot. And Bradley, you could pick a typical day when you're at your grandparents, or you could do it when you're at home. And just to hear, like, what time do you guys get up? Do you have breakfast before your first lesson, or are you like me where you have your first meeting and then you have breakfast? What does your day look like? When do you take breaks? Do you do other hobbies outside of UK Virtual School? So Bradley, do you want to go first?
Yeah, so it could be either Tuesday or Thursday. I'll pick Tuesday. So basically what happens is I get up about maybe 7:30 so that we can leave for 8:00 because they live quite far away. So we can leave for 8:00, get there like 45 minutes later because we have hit traffic at the end of the road because everyone's going to school. So what we can do is we can drive to their house and then still have about like 15-20 minutes to set everything up and get everything ready and do it. And then so it's like 45 minutes lesson. Then I have a little break. That's the day.
How many lessons do you have during the day?
I used to have 2, but I'm going to have 1 now because I'm leaving maths.
Okay, so you have 1 lesson. And then what do you do for the rest of the day? What's your like routine like for the rest of the day? Do you have activities planned? Are you doing homework? Are you catching up on the day before? Like, what is it that you do?
Not really. Like, I don't have any activities or after school, like hobbies or anything. So it's basically just like sometimes I do a little bit of work like science or history or something like that. Then usually about 3:00 we go home.
And I'm assuming you take a break for food and then you've got time to, do you do reading? Do you enjoy reading or do you enjoy creating stuff with Lego? Or
I usually do reading in bed.
Okay, so that's at the end of the day. So what happens between your lesson that finishes at 11 and between 3? There must be stuff that you do. You're not just sat there on the couch doing nothing. So what is it that you're doing during that time?
I am sat on the couch doing nothing.
There must be something that you're doing.
Occasionally I do the homework. I do some like homework and stuff, but sometimes it's just a lazy day.
Sometimes it's a lazy day. I guess you've only got 1 lesson that day, so you can make it a lazy day, right? So you go home at 3:00, and then what time do you have dinner? What do you do beforehand? What do you do after?
Well, it really depends what day it is, because Tuesdays is a bit different to Thursdays. Thursdays, I'll just like go home, have dinner about 6:30, watch a bit of telly, play some football with my parents, and then go and read a little bit or play my game or whatever and go to bed. But Tuesdays is a bit different. So what we do is we come home at about 3, 4, 5-ish, have dinner, 6:30, and then we have church at 7:15. And so I do that about 9:00. After that, I go to bed.
So it sounds like you've got a really relaxed day where the timings are flexible. I know you've got the lesson on a certain time, but you said like 3, 4, 5, 6, you kind of come home, you have dinner like 5:30, 6:00, 7:00. Like there's a bit of flexibility there. Did you used to go to school before, Bradley? Did you go to primary school?
Yes, I did go to primary school. I went to one in the local, well, not really local area, but I used to go one near my grandparents. So we had to travel like 45 minutes, so I had to get up really early. Then we moved to a school closer to here. So I was in there for years 2 through 4, but then we had the pandemic. And so that all changed everything. They were going to homeschool me anyway for secondary school. But then we had the pandemic, so they decided to just do it early.
And so what's been the big change? Because you've experienced school. What would you say for anyone that's listening out there that has kids currently in school and they're like, what's going to be the biggest change if we start home educating? What would you say has been the biggest change for you?
Well, for your kids, it would be staying home with their parents and pets and stuff like that. I only have really kind of like a half day, whereas it's at proper school you have a full day, so it's kind of a bit different.
Do you also find that you get a lot of work done at UK Virtual School because there's no faffing about, like you're on the screen, you're working? Do you find that it's quite intense for that 45 minutes?
It's not intense, but you do get a lot of work in. It's not like, oh, let's hurry, let's do all this, oh, we gotta be on time, whereas but no, it's not like that. It's just like calm, relaxed. You have 5-10 minutes to complete this, answer these questions, send it to me in the chat, stuff like that.
Okay, so you're really enjoying it. And what's been a positive about working with an online school compared to a physical school for you?
The first thing I've got is there's like only 10 or so kids in the class, whereas with proper school, there's like 30 kids in the class. If you stick your hand up, then the teacher goes round and asks you, whereas in proper school, there's might be like 30 other kids and 10 of them stick their hand up and she can't answer you. So it's much more different.
Do you really enjoy the structure that we have at UK Virtual School?
Yes, and I don't have to get up so early.
I still think 7:30 is quite early, if I'm honest. Like, that's super early for me. I'm still asleep at that point.
Well, on days that I don't go to my grandparents, I'm asleep at that point too.
But I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Okay, so let's contrast this with Dylan's routine. Picking a day where you were not in the UK, because I think it's going to be nice to see a completely different perspective, right? Because everyone's routines are unique. And I think that's what's amazing about UK Virtual School. There's no one right way. Like, everyone's way is valid. So let's have a listen to Dylan's perspective. Like, what is your typical day like at UK Virtual School?
Well, I'm going to pick a Wednesday because it's my busiest day, so I have the most of it in then. I have 3 lessons, each 45 minutes, yeah, the regular. But I have music, worldviews, well, this isn't the order that they're in, but music, worldviews, and Spanish. Worldviews, 9:30 a.m. Before that, I get up. I usually have breakfast, but I'm up at like 7:30. Right now, I have my alarm set for 7:30 on a weekday.
You're an early riser too.
Well, for school days. Weekends, I'm like 9 o'clock. Yeah, I'll lie until that sort of time. But yes, so this is my busiest day. 7:30, get up. Get dressed, have breakfast. After you've had breakfast, brush your teeth. Just make sure you've got all your like notes in and book and pencil. And at this point, we're in Spain, in Las Torrenas. Yeah, that's it. After the 9:30, well, it's actually only me on that class, which I find really nice for some reason.
So you have a one-to-one with Eloise.
Yeah, and like Bradley says, it's much more focused on those singular people. But yeah, after that, maybe I'll have a little break, have a little snack, kind of brunch snack. If I remember correctly, I have music at 11. Again, this would have been a different time zone. I can't remember what time they were, times they were now. I think it was an hour before.
You are an hour ahead in Spain. So Spain is an hour ahead.
Yeah, so it would have been 10:30 for worldviews and 12 o'clock for music. And music, I really like it. Dennis is really nice. We have a couple of kids. Everyone's having a laugh in there. It's really funny. And I'm on that one with my sister as well, which I think is the only one where I'm actually, it's mixed. And some of the other kids are primary as well as secondary. But yeah, that's a really nice class. And after that, I'll have lunch. We might go out to the beach, have a sit down. It's nice to play on the beach for a while. We might, because it's a very small town, it's literally a line of town and then the beach, so it's literally like a parallel line running. But yeah, it's about 30-second walk to the beach. You can see it from your apartment, and it's really nice there. But yes, because it's such a small town, we'd bump into people a lot of the time, so we would see a lot of people that we knew there because we'd met up before. There was this kind of group that everyone did on Friday, and everyone would kind of meet up and have a chat and let their kids play on the exercise park and stuff like that. But it was just really nice. But after that, then we would probably just lounge around the beach for a bit, then we'd head back for, I think it's at 2:30, my Spanish class. I think it's 2:30. Yeah, whatever time that is, we would do that. Cool, that's a nice one, because we've only got three people on there. Previously, it was only me and Eloise, but now there's another person called Shakira. They're really nice. So it's fun. And after that, we'd probably go home, have some dinner. Really nice dinner. And then we'd, if it was Friday, we'd go to the Friday meetup, and we'd play till like 8 o'clock. And at one point there was a fire show on, which was really good. We'd probably spend our screen time, which is an hour, and then we'd read and go to bed.
What time is bedtime for you?
Around 9.
Similar day to Bradley. It's relaxed, but you're utilising what you've got around you. So Bradley's got his family around him. You've got the beach around you, so you're going there instead and you're using that. And you're spending a lot of family time together, which is quite nice, right? I think that's the advantage of being home educated, where you've got the ability to actually spend time with your relatives and your family and your friends as well, which is quite nice. So it sounds really cool. And I think it's nice to have smaller classes, Dylan. You've got some classes where there are a few kids, and then you really get to develop a relationship with the teacher as well, which is really nice. It's a big contrast to some of our bigger classes. So Worldviews daily, it's completely packed. There's no space. But for the weekly one, we've only got like you in one class and there's only a couple of kids for the primary. So it's quite nice to have that contrast. You could pick which one you want to be in. Your routines sound really nice. They sound like a big contrast from what it would have been like if you were in a school. Dylan, have you spent time in a school or have you always been homeschooled and worldschooled?
The entire of primary school, we were in a regular school. It was quite good. Yeah, it's literally, I can probably, if I turn right down my lane, I can see it from out the window. So yeah, it was nice to be able to walk to school, but UKVS is definitely better in terms of teaching.
So what do you mean by that? Is it the style of teaching? Is it the fact that you've got lessons that are more flexible? Like, what is it that you prefer?
Kind of all of it. I mean, just the fact that it's more relaxed than a regular school. Like, regular school, you've got to be here at this time doing this lesson, and you've got to have all this gear to do this and that. But UKVS, it's a lot more relaxed, and the lessons are split up, and I really like that. That you get to spend more time with your family as well, because you're at home.
That's good. And then there's loads of other things that you can take part in at UK Virtual School. So let's touch on this, because I think I remember a couple of events. So we do regular events. We do dress-ups whenever we could get them in. I think we missed Lunar New Year this year. Or is it? I think it's around about this time. But we did a Lunar New Year last year. We did Halloween. We do Christmas dress-up. So do you enjoy that aspect? Bradley, I can't remember if you were dressed up at any point, but I know Dylan and your sister, Dylan, were both dressed up and you had like back screens and things in Zoom. You haven't risked it yet.
No, not yet.
Something to do in the future. Dylan, what about you? Like, do you enjoy those events? Is that something that you get really into?
It is, like, yes. At school, regular school, you'd have like a calendar or something, and someone would get a sweet each day in regular school. But like, this is really nice. It's like, it's really nice that everyone gets to come together and have an assembly. In regular school, you probably have an assembly every day, but it would be like, okay, so this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. It's very boring. But these assemblies, there's fun, there's games, dress-ups. It all adds a little twist, doesn't it? It all adds up.
Bradley, you've come to a few assemblies, right?
Yes, I've been to two so far. I didn't go to the September one and I didn't go to the January one, but I've been to the October and November ones.
And what is it that kind of you enjoy during that time?
Just like seeing all the kids who are from different classes, like Year 7 Class B and all the different years.
It's quite nice. And hearing their stories as well. I'm always fascinated what people have been up to. That's where I kind of look. And I think some of the teachers you'll see regularly in those assemblies, like Adra Mackie, because she's just curious what everyone's been up to. She's like, I want to come and hear everyone's stories this month. And so it's quite nice where you wouldn't normally know what people have done. And you wouldn't normally know what they've achieved outside of UK Virtual School. Like Ethan was sharing his achievements in ice hockey. We had someone else sharing their achievements in chess and swimming and martial arts. And I think it's quite nice. And then you guys also get a say in social club calendar and what we kind of offer, which is nice. So are there any particular social clubs that you've been participating in?
I've only ever done one. I did the Premier League one, but that didn't really work out because I was the only one who went on there.
Is there anything else that takes your fancy that you want to try out?
I did see the quiz club, which looks quite cool. Oh, but
that is a fun one. We've got like 15 people already.
Go on, Dylan, sell it to us.
There's like 14, 15 people in there, and it's really fun. You just do Kahoots the entire time, and you can see the leaderboard and everyone working their way up it, and then eventually, and they'll have about 4 or 5 quizzes. Some of them Andrew Mackie will pick, but some of them she does randomly, and you can suggest one maybe. Like maybe if you wanted to do a Harry Potter quiz, you'd just suggest that and she'd come up with it, and the entire class would do it. Yeah, it's really fun. I highly recommend it.
I need to join that.
I think you've sold it to Bradley.
Yes.
Bradley's like, I need to join. There's also like drama, music. There's a show and tell, which we're going to be opening up to secondary as well. So you might want to go to that one, because there were a few students saying, let's open that to secondary, guys. So we've got that. And then we've also got some residential trips coming up. So Dylan, do you want to tell us what's coming up soon?
Morocco, right?
Yeah. Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, 100%. My mum and dad have just been talking nonstop about it, and me and my sister are so excited for it. I don't know how many people are going to come, but a couple of my classmates they've been, you know, recommended to it, and so they think they're going to try it out. They don't know though. But yeah, a couple people. After you've done the week or 2 weeks, I can't remember how long it is, then 5 days, if I'm correct, you go 5 days in the Sahara Desert, riding camels and learning how to like survive in the desert. That'll be really cool. And they'll do stargazing and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to visit a nomad family. And if we've got time, we're going to go and visit a mining area where you'll be able to collect some rocks, and then I'll take some mini microscopes and we'll look through them. We're also going to be visiting a fossil museum because Morocco has got so many fossils of dinosaurs. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you're going to love that. So yeah, that's exciting and that's coming up. Have you been to Marrakesh before, Dylan, or Morocco before?
No, but I know Spain is literally opposite Morocco. You could, from La Herradura, you could literally see it. You could see Africa from across the sea. Even though it was 60 kilometres away, you could still see it. It's really cool.
And it's a completely different continent. But there's lots of overlap in like the plants and the weather and the kind of architecture is similar. Dylan, is there anywhere in the world that you think we should arrange a trip to that you'd love to go? I'll ask Bradley the same question in a second.
I really don't know. I mean, everyone wanted to go and see, what's her name, Hannah, in New Zealand. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out, is it? Because such a long trip. We've been to Australia before, but not New Zealand, because that's even further, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really far away. So maybe if she's visiting somewhere else. So Hannah was our resident teacher that lived in a van, but she's had to go back to her home country, which is New Zealand, because she's been missing her family for a good few years during COVID. And before that, she was traveling around Europe. So we've been talking about going and seeing her, but I think it might have to be that she comes and sees us halfway across the world somewhere. So Bradley, what about you? Anywhere in particular that you think would be really cool to do as a trip?
US.
Oh, anywhere in particular? Because the US is huge.
The USA. Well, there's so many places I want to go to. I want to go to Florida. I've been to New York before. I want to go to like Florida, California. I've got family over in America, so like Oregon and California and stuff like that. And Texas and places like that.
Arizona, that would be a cool one to go to.
Yeah, there's so many different climates in America, and I think it'd be, and you can like spend hours and hours and hours traveling and still be in the same state and not really get anywhere, right? What about Colombia? Have any of you guys been to Colombia? Dylan, you were traveling in the south. Have you been to Colombia?
We went to Colombia. That was a really nice place. Even the Spanish there, most of the people there speak English. Every single person there would at least speak a little bit of English. They'd be able to have a decent conversation with you. The people there were so friendly. It was just really nice. And the Spanish is really easy to understand. So if they couldn't speak English, then if you know the basics of Spanish, you're 100% there. You can communicate with them. It's just, and I've noticed as we've travelled around, there's different kind of how, if you travel to different counties in England, then you have different accents. It's kind of like that. They have slightly, ever so slightly, different Spanish. And everyone has their kind of, they kind of have accents. I mean, maybe like Mexico, it would be kind of, the language will be fast. very, very fast and hard to understand. But Colombia, it's just so slow and easy to understand. Like, they're really friendly. So they'll even if you don't understand it, then they'll repeat it. And yeah, they're just so friendly.
Go on, Bradley.
I'd love Brazil.
Brazil looks really amazing. And yeah, that's on my bucket list. I really want to visit Brazil. I think it was Gemma that was actually working in a jungle in South America, which is pretty cool, right? She actually worked in a jungle, teaching in a jungle school, and there'd be like snakes appearing in the classroom and stuff, which is pretty cool.
I wouldn't be okay with the spiders.
I'd probably be okay with the big reptiles, but I don't think I'd like the spiders because you don't know where they're going to go.
We've had a couple of run-ins with tarantulas before. It was big as my hand.
Ah!
So maybe not Brazil then, Bradley, because
no,
I think they're going to have creepy crawlies, right?
Forget Brazil.
We could do some local residential trips as well. I think they'd be pretty cool.
It's more accessible, so people would come, wouldn't they?
Because we were going to do one in Wales, like we were talking about earlier. So I think Wales and Scotland we definitely need to do at some point, because we could do a week long and have some fun activities and walking around.
With Liverpool, as long as you understand the Scouse accent. I'm not very good.
And talking about accents, when we go to Morocco, they've got their own Arabic language dialect that they speak, which is called Darija. So it's different from the standard Arabic. So all the Arab nations that speak Arabic have a different language slightly. Like, none of them speak the exact same. Just like you were saying, Dylan, about the Spanish, it's all different wherever you go. And it's fascinating how language evolves. And like you were saying about the Latin, you see it in a lot of the European languages. And it's fascinating how language evolves. Yeah, it's fascinating. So we've managed to get through a lot of different topics today. We've talked about your routines. We talked about the subjects that you love and how it's been different from schooling in a normal physical school to how it's like an online school. Is there anything that you want to add right at the end for any new families that are thinking about maybe joining?
Join.
Don't be afraid. It's not as scary as it looks.
Yeah, definitely consider UKVS. It's a really good investment.
Anyone in year 7, we will accept new people.
You're not going to be in year 7 very long, Bradley.
I know. But anyone who's joining this year, you can come if you want to.
Do you think that it's gone really fast? Because both of you have started fully in September, and the months have gone really quickly, right?
Well, for me, they've kind of gone quickly, but they've kind of gone really slowly. At the same time, it feels like not long ago, but it also feels really long time ago. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it feels like you've always been here and this is always what you've had, right?
Yeah, but you've only just newly joined.
It's long but short, yeah. Time is weird.
So thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your thoughts and your ideas and your daily routines. I'm sure for those families that are considering maybe doing online lessons and home educating, that they will find this really useful. So thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you
for listening, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for tuning into the UK Virtual School podcast with your host, Sid. I look forward to having you join me again soon. In the meantime, if you're considering online schooling to take away the stress of having to plan and structure everything yourself, why not head over to our website, www.ukvirtualschool.com. You can join in our next online open day or book in a Zoom meeting with me to discuss options. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.